News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lederman. Two more shootings in Jacksonville. One of them involved a one-year-old girl. The other left a man dead. The child was shot while riding in a car with two adults on Meharry Avenue around 8 p.m. JSO says she was wounded in the leg and is expected to survive. The other shooting reported Tuesday morning when officers doing a wellness check found the man dead in a home on Red Robin Drive East. An autopsy will be done today. Some passes to Disney World will now cost you more. Disney's website says three of its four resident Florida pass plans and two of its non-resident plans are headed up. The affected Florida plans will go up by $10 or $20, while out-of-staters will shell out an average 6% more. It's only been 8 months since the last price increase at Disney in Orlando. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Nothing on the major highways to slow you down as you make your way out at this time. Today we'll see some early patchy fog and then clearing. Warm weather today again, a high of 84 degrees. This evening partly cloudy with a low of 68, and right now it is 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. It was close, but Bernie Sanders wins the New Hampshire primary. Mortgage default rates hit their highest level since the Great Recession. And the Trump administration wants to send block grants to states like Florida as a way to curb the rising costs of Medicaid.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Sit back, enjoy the morning commute all the way with you. Some of you will be at work, of course, before 9 o'clock, but I promise you, we will make your morning ride a little bit quicker. By the way, any part of the morning show you've missed, phenomenal podcast, always come up. We talk a lot of things that some of you may miss. Just go to WBOB.com, click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra, and you can get your satisfaction on a radio level. So, again, WBOB.com. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, are you guys feeling the burn?
And let me say tonight that this victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It could be the beginning of the end for the Democratic Party, some are saying. I am not out there claiming that, but some of the centers believe that. And by the way, they say they still are a center-left party. We'll get to all those clips in just a second. When you look at the early Democratic primaries, remember the Iowa caucus, those out there said, hey, it's health care, which I do believe is a top-tier issue. Republicans better gain focus on that. But according to the Democrats, remember it was also climate change. Well, when polled, the Fox News exit polls this past week, on those in the early states with Democrats like Iowa, Fox News analyst Shannon Bream says they interviewed all the Bernie supporters. And then one of the questions was, do you believe this is a fair election process?
We asked Democratic primary voters here how much faith they had in the party's process for picking a nominee. Is it fair? Well, just about 6 in 10 think it is fair. Now, among folks backing Bernie Sanders, though, over half of them say they're actually not confident in this system.
Half of the Bernie bros, more than half, do not believe it's going to be a fair election system for them.
It's not fair at all.
Yeah, but
anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but he won.
Supporters of every other candidate, voters have faith in how the party is picking their nominee this time around.
So there you go on that one. But when it comes to also Bernie Sanders, folks, if the Dems is a center-right party, the majority of them think that Bernie is the man to take care of the economy.
Now, so the economy, no doubt, President Trump is out there touting his economic record on the campaign trail. Who do primary voters here, Democrats, think can do the best job handling the economy? Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are the top picks. After that, it's a pair of billionaires in Mike Bloomberg and Tom Steyer.
So again, the majority of those out there being polled, they say that Bernie is the man when it comes to take care of the economy. Wow. Gallup poll, new high. 90% of you out there are satisfied with personal life. It's the highest in a four-decade trend. High-income households, Republicans, and married adults were the most satisfied.
New study is showing a record number of Americans are satisfied with life. Can you believe that? That's according to the latest Gallup poll. 9 in 10 Americans are satisfied or at least very satisfied with their lives. That number is highest among the wealthy, married Republicans. But even non-white single Democrats report an 86% satisfaction rate.
Wow. Non-single white Democrats. They're happy as well. Democrats. Roger, they say the happiest group was those that are very wealthy. I assume you're very happy, aren't you?
That makes sense. You know,
because you're very wealthy.
If you're rolling in cash and, you know, no bill collectors calling you and all the bills are paid either off or either on time, hey, what is there not to be happy about?
Gallup's annual mood survey. It reports that as Americans say they're better off now than a year ago, 74% predict they'll do even better next year. That's the most optimistic reading they've ever recorded.
Of course, it was with Greg Gutfeld, co-host of The Five. But liberal columnist and political analyst for Fox News, Juan Williams, says, don't believe the hype. Trump's policies aren't really that great. And he gives you several reasons why.
Listen, let's get real here. You guys are making the case that everything's great, re-elect Trump. But here's the other side of the coin, in case you missed it. Household debt has been surging. It's the highest right now that it's been since before the Great Recession, going back to 08, 09. Suicide rates, a real indication of what how people are doing, the highest since World War II. The deficit's over $1 trillion. Remember when Republicans said, we have to be responsible, this is going to impact future generations?
And we will get to all that in a second, real quick. Yeah, Chuck D with Public Enemy. Don't believe the hype. Sure, it wasn't Terminator X. But anyway, me and Roger have a little bit of an 80s, 90s montage question here and quiz. Here's the thing. We're going to get to the debt. Mortgage default rates are higher now since out of the Great Recession. There's some of you that want to spin it out there. They say the reason why the debt's higher is because people are making more money. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't make it right. The question on the suicides, yeah, it is high, but is it mostly high among young people? If it was overall, interesting question. And then he talks about the debt and deficit. He does have a point again, but is it all rosy or is it all gloomy? Or then again, it's not really all that great.
Here's the deal. You know, I am not a poll denier, but if you ask a poll question that has to do with an emotional issue, whether or not you're happy or satisfied, content, then you have to capture that person in that moment because people go through ups and downs throughout the day and you're not going to necessarily get the most accurate answer as opposed to who do you plan to vote for in November.
President Trump being criticized about his budget, but moreover being criticized about cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Remember, he was asked by CNBC, will you address sometime the issue of spending entitlements?
Entitlements ever be on your plane?
At some point they will be. And at the right time, we will take a look at that. You know, that's actually the easiest of all things.
Now, he didn't say anything about cuts. He says it will be on the plate. You can modify certain things without cutting. And if you are cutting, what part of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? Yeah. Could you be cutting payments? Or would you be cutting beneficiaries of those that receive it? According to the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vault, he says Social Security and Medicare beneficiaries will not see any cuts.
As it pertains to Medicare and Medicaid, Medicare will grow by 6%. Wow. Medicaid will grow by 3%. And we propose reforms that are good government. Things like reducing the cost of prescription drug benefits. That's $135 billion. It's something that Democrats have said they're interested in doing it. The president's been very clear. There will be no changes to the benefits of Social Security and Medicare.
So what they're saying, and we're going to have some guests talk about this later, according to some reports, they say, yeah, there are cuts to Medicare, but no, they won't throw grandma off her program or raise her premiums. They say, quote, what the Democrats say. They say there are some cuts to Medicaid. As you know, the president wants to give it back to the states. By the way, this is something that goes back to the 1990s, where you have some states just say, listen, you guys are horrible at refunding us for money or whatever. Just give us the block grants and we'll do what we know needs to do best. I like that, especially like states like Florida. They say that the proposals, if it comes to, quote, any cuts, Roger, are going to deny hospital higher reimbursement rates for outpatient services than other medical facilities. The budget would also cut payments for post-acute care providers for people being discharged from hospitals. In other words, if you can get the same care at your home, mm-hmm, for a smaller price at the hospital.
Okay.
That's what they're looking at. Critics say that $465 billion over the coming decade is so large that healthcare providers will hurt, and those in the Medicare and Medicaid program, especially the poor and disabled, will be hurt. By the way, the president's budget Fox Business Network, Blake Berman says the debt deficit right now, over $1 trillion. He says, can you imagine if this had been a Democratic president?
$1 trillion deficit. It is proposed. In the meantime, balance is 15 years down the line. But you have to wonder if the shoe was on the other foot, what Republicans would be saying if there was a Democratic president putting forth a trillion budget with a $1 trillion deficit.
You know, Roger, I know that some people will say, I was reading an article by Stephen Moore. You know, Steve comes on the show, very well-known economist, worked in the Trump White House. He says a lot of these were already cooked in from past budgets. Mm-hmm. You know, these 2 to 3 year budgets, I don't really go into. But he says when it comes to the area of the deficit, Trump, because I'm on people like with Ed Dean, without mentioning my name, he agrees that this needs to be talked about and addressed. Are you surprised, like I am, as a fiscal conservative? I'm very surprised that many of those conservatives, it is crickets, have not addressed this issue.
They haven't. I believe it has to do with the way Congress allocates funding. You have this one bill, or you have, you know, multiple bills that have different expenditures on it. Either we need to have something in our laws that say, okay, you vote on one bill having to do with expenses at the time, or do a constitutional amendment to get the president of the line on a veto or something. But the way it's set up right now, congressmen go to Washington. Their job is to bring back as much money to their district as possible. Everybody hates everyone else's congressman, but they love their own.
Yeah, I would agree with you. A lot of local people need to get a little bit on track with that. A Taco Bell manager apologizes after signs appear at local restaurants calling out workers, shaming them for showing up late. This happened in Ohio and other states as well. When residents went to a Taco Bell and Roger, they saw a sign posted at the restaurant that says this dining room has been closed because too many of our workers are showing up late for their shifts. The dining room is closed until the store's workers can show up on time, said the sign. We will happily serve you through the drive-thru as quickly as possible. Please bear with us as we try to find the best team to serve our community. Taco Bell says that the sign should not have happened, and they're going to properly retrain their team. How do you properly retrain a group of people to show up on time?
Here's the issue, Ed, with this. They need a $15 minimum wage.
Wow, Roger.
That'll make them show up to work on time.
We've got a lot more news. That's a great one. Coming up next, mortgage default rates, highest. Economy's great. How can it be the highest since the Great Recession? We'll have that coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're starting to see normal buildup at NAS Jacks. Just add a couple extra minutes. It'll go away shortly. That's our normal buildup at NAS Jacks. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 84. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it is 68 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents A Romantic Valentine at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Mortgage default rates hit their highest level since the Great Recession. The Trump administration wants to send back block grants to states like Florida as a way to curb the rising costs of Medicaid. And a new Gallup poll finds 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal life.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news. I'm Ed Dean along with Roger Henderson. Roger, Home Depot, locally. Well, whatever city you're listening to this show in the state of Florida, Home Depot says with the spring season coming around the corner, guess how many people they plan to hire nationwide? Just take a guess.
Nationally, 500.
Really? Why would I even bring that story up for a hot 500 people?
I don't know.
80,000 people, according to Home Depot, they're going to hire for a busy spring season. Must be that Obama economy. The Home Depot says that they're going to it's going to be the busiest time of the year. The retailer will be taking applications full and part-time, garden center, overnight freight, merchandising, all of that throughout this country, but heavily here in the state of Florida, 80,000 full and part-time jobs. How about that? When it comes to also to the issue, and you know me, I love talking about the economy out there. Again, Gallup poll, people, it's the highest in years. People are happy with the economy. Fox Business Network anchor David Asman.
Americans are increasingly rating this as the best economy since 1999. A new Gallup survey finding that 59% of Americans are better off financially today than they were a year ago, and nearly three quarters predict that they will do even better a year from now.
Now the Dems are out there again, and they're going to have to spin all of this because this is one thing. Certainly they didn't see 3% GDP growth rate, at least what we saw last year. Of course, they say it was 2.9, but we'll meet you in the middle. It was around 3, but it was at 3%. But anyway, they say that this economy, it's on autopilot, that Trump has inherited. It's autopilot from the great investment of that from Barack H. Obama, California Democrat Brad Sherman.
And finally, as to the jobs growth we've seen recently, I do need to point out the jobs grew much faster in the last 3 years of the Obama administration than the first 3 years of the Trump administration. It is as if Trump inherited a plane, as he inherited so much else. The plane was on automatic pilot, and it was going in the right direction, and he hasn't managed to completely screw it up.
Now, I will, I mean, it's funny listening to these guys. I mean, I would conceive that if you want to give Obama a pass for the first couple of years for the economy to come back, fine. I got no problem with that. But still the worst recovery, remember, under Ronald Reagan, believe it or not, from the Reagan recession, you had higher interest rates, higher gasoline prices, higher inflation, and, are you ready? Oh, by the way, higher taxes. Oh, and a higher unemployment was actually under Reagan than under Obama. But yet with the Democrats, Reagan was able to turn it around. Well, one half of the Senate with the Republicans, one half with the in the House. And Obama had the Democrat and couldn't turn it around quick as Reagan could. Yeah.
Obama really shot himself in the foot with respect to the rapid rate of the economic comeback with the Obamacare and the mandates that they placed on employers to make sure that you had no more than 50 employees unless you wanted to have another expense of insurance policies.
But when it comes to the economy, debt, and deficits, listen to MSNBC's Ali Velshi and Maryland Senator Democrat Chris Van Hollen. Let's be honest here when it comes to the deficits.
We probably have to remind people about this. And some of the biggest increases to the deficits and ultimately the debt over the last 20, 25 years have been wars and tax cuts. And then everybody who hasn't talked about deficits for the longest time gets very, very excited about deficits and says, we're going to have to control these. And the only way we can control these is cutting social spending.
Well, first off, I would agree wars have contributed to the deficit. Tax cuts? Really? Tax cuts show they pay for themselves. Hey, can I ask a question? Those 3 to 4 years where we saw $1 trillion deficits under Obama, Ali Velshi, can you tell me why? Just kind of curious on that. Listen to Chris Van Hollen. Democrats are more fiscally prudent, and history shows it, than the Republicans.
Paul Ryan and the House Republicans used to lecture us and the country about the need for more fiscal responsibility. If you look over a record of time, Democrats have been much more fiscally responsible than Republicans because we don't provide these huge tax breaks for very wealthy people.
Again, the tax breaks are not causing for the deficit to go up. Here's a question I'm going to ask Democrats. Tell me where you guys, and by the way, Republicans have tremendously dropped the ball. Many cases, they have no argument to discuss when it comes to the deficit and spending and being more fiscally prudent. But let's go with the Democrats here. Tell me what era, ERA, you're talking about where the Democrats have been more fiscally prudent. If you want to go, can I give you guys an era? How about the Clinton era? I will go back to the Clinton economy any day of the week. But do you ever notice they never refer to that economy, do they?
It makes you wonder why. Because, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, he's got popularity still, and they could campaign on his economy if they wanted to. Maybe they're saying the Barack Obama economy, they want to take the thunder away from what Trump does because of the recent, you know, administration he had there just before Trump. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Mortgage, are you guys ready for this one? Mortgage default rates are at the highest level since that of the Great Recession. According to the Federal Reserve, American households added $193 billion of debt last year, driven by a surge in mortgage loans, and overall debt levels rose to a new record of $14 trillion. Jerry Howard from the National Association of Home Builders was asked this question and couldn't give you a reason why.
The default rate is at its highest level since the financial crisis. Can you explain that?
We're trying to figure it out ourselves. This is really, really shocking to us, Stuart. I got to tell you, the economy is strong.
Yep.
Unemployment is low, mortgage rates are low, and yet we're seeing an uptick. Now, the only thing I can say about it with certainty is when you look at it in perspective, it's still a relatively low number. It's just the highest it's been since the end of the recession.
Interesting. So they say, by the way, the default rate, Roger, and this is how, again, this aren't bankruptcies or, you know, the house going into, as they say, some cases already in foreclosure, but it's going down that route. According to those out there, like Investopedia, the banks have said, that the default rate is usually when a lender has written off a prolonged period of mispayments. A loan is typically declared in default past 270 days. That is a great question. I'm going to ask some, you know, like Anita Hiles, who's very well known real estate radio talk show host. I want to ask her, but the economy's doing well. Why is the default rate up that high?
You know, I wonder whether or not this, quote, confidence in the economy, consumer confidence, maybe made people a little too confident, and they went and got themselves in over their head more than they should have.
Mortgage refinancing increased $752 billion. That's the highest since that of 2005. Non-housing debts, auto finance, loans, credit cards, and student loans rose by $79 billion. But this may kind of give you a little bit of the answer here. The delinquencies for credit card and student loans and some of the other areas say that it's happening heavily among those in their 20s and 30s. But when it comes to the real estate market in Florida, Brian K. Lewis, real estate commentator, says Florida, no income tax. Guess what? The economy for Florida, especially in the real estate market, is still doing well.
But I got to tell you, you know, Florida has always been the escape, right? You've got Texas, you've got Florida, you've got Washington State, Tennessee, no state income
Tennessee.
Tax. Yeah. So there are places to go, but who doesn't love the Sun Belt? Texas, Florida, it's very good, it's very attractive.
But what about when it comes to loans out there? Fox Business on Fox Business Network, Guy Benson says, risky loans, according to some reports, are happening again.
Reports that risky home loans are back on the rise. Remember the whole subprime mortgage disaster that tanked the economy in 2008? Well, for some insane reason, they're back. So, are these early signs of another financial collapse? potentially, or just some false flags.
Is it a false flag? But according to Kingsview Wealth Management, Scott Martin says risky loans are out there. They do happen. But he says they're out there for a reason.
I'll tell you, those mortgages are out there, and they're out there for a couple reasons. Just to not make anybody worry, I don't think we're going to get into this situation where we're going to have these mortgages repackaged and then right. reloaned and then repackaged and sold, you know, and traded. But let's face it, there aren't a lot of great borrowers out there. I hate to say it about America or wherever you are, but the reality is some of these borrowers, and a lot of them, are Alt-A or subprime borrowers. You know, they're not great borrowers. So banks need to lend money to make money. And
That's for sure. But here's, and I can go down and get deep in the weeds on this, but we won't. Those that say that you shouldn't be part of the naysayer is that, yeah, debt is rising. But what some of the financial guys will tell you is that also incomes are rising as well. They can't afford it. So it's almost interesting. A lot of people got into, remember in 2005, the economy was booming.
Okay.
Booming. 3% GDP growth rate, by the way, under W. Of course, it went downturn after with the Great Recession. But people were spending more money because there was no end in sight. But people are making more money today than they were back 10, 15 years ago. So they're saying that, and I'm not saying this should be the reason why. By all means, they're saying that one of the reasons why people are going to further into the debt is because they can afford to go further into debt.
Right.
But it still doesn't make it right, especially when it comes to all this borrowing and things out there. So that's where the interesting take that I would go along with is coming up next. MAGA country. That's right. Jussie Smollett, special prosecutor, has indicted him again. Wait till we get to all of these clips out there. And the Dems say we're not leftists. We're actually a centrist party. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. You and I were still laughing about that Taco Bell story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. The manager put the sign up saying his employees, who primarily are younger people who, you know, working an after-school job, they wouldn't show up on time because they need to develop that discipline and put a sign up. But, of course, corporate got upset that they put that sign up because bad marketing.
You know
marketing.
What? I would – what else do you do? Do you fire them all? You know what? I understand – and by the way, many of you may not know this. Barney Bishop has represented these guys. Their good friend Barney is a lobbyist. Barney, do you know there's like 150 owners, I think, in Florida alone that franchise Taco Bells.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And so, but they still have to play by the rules. But, folks, if you were running, maybe depending on what it is, but it's a fast food chain. It's not a Mexican restaurant, by the way. Some of you still get that confused. It's a fast food chain, and your employees were continuously showing up late. You know what? I got to tell you something. If you knew they were on their way out, I would have shamed them all as well to sit back and say, we've got lousy, lazy employees, and that's the reason why we can't give you good customer service. I would have done it.
It makes the restaurant look bad, though, and I can understand why.
What else you got to lose, Roger? Roger, if it's not open, it already does look bad.
I say let them go and or incentivize the people who are showing up to work to give the people who are showing up later reason to come to work on time, like maybe a Christmas bonus that nobody else gets.
So you need to buy them off, what you're saying.
Well, I think positive reinforcement's good.
Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Joe Biden has brought his wounded presidential campaign to South Carolina, staking his hopes for a comeback on the loyalty of black voters after a dismal finish in last night's New Hampshire primary that magnified his disappointing finish in Iowa. Andrew Yang and Colorado Governor Bruce Bennett dropped out of the race after last night as the Democratic field begins the winnowing process. Bernie Sanders was the winner last night, followed closely by Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. Elizabeth Warren and Biden finished back in the pack in fourth. Nevada next up with their caucuses set for February 22nd. South Carolina's primary is February 29th. President and Mrs. Trump welcomed the president of Ecuador and his wife to the White House this afternoon. Mr. Trump and the president are going to have some bilateral talks. Then later this evening, Mr. Trump will deliver remarks at a fundraising committee reception at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. This is
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Latham. In a fatal crash on Old Kings Road South, officers first on the scene Tuesday night performed CPR, but they were unable to save the man whose car hit a tree north of Sunbeam Road. He hasn't been identified as the investigation continues. The fiancé of a man who was shot last week in a Jacksonville Walmart parking lot says the victim was followed and targeted. Diane Perez tells News 4 Jax that she and David Medina were approached by a car full of suspicious people in the lot on Collins Road Thursday night just before the shots were fired, hitting Perez three times. One bullet shattered his jaw, the others hit his lower body. Perez says she and Medina know at least one of the three men in the car, but police say there is not enough evidence for an arrest. Their investigation continues. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Vindman brothers are out of the National Security Council. Ambassador Sondland has been called back from his post in Europe. What next when it comes to draining the swamp? We'll find out on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll have Ned Ryan in studio to talk about his new book, Restoring Our Republic, and then the latest on the increased violence against the boys and the girls in blue in New York.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's not much going on, but expect our normal buildup at 103rd right before Tim Aquinas and I-10 eastbound headed into downtown. But for now, you're really all set. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Areas of patchy fog right now, but then clearing with a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 68. Currently 69 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Trump administration wants to send block grants to states like Florida as a way to curb the rising cost of Medicaid. A new Gallup poll finds 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal lives. And former Empire star Jussie Smollett has been indicted again.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
33 minutes after 6 a.m. Many of you know at our big Christmas party, one of our big sponsors was the First Coast Friends of the NRA. They've got a big charity coming up that we sponsor every year for charity causes for young people. It's going to be the second annual charity Sporting Clay event. Oh, yeah, we're going to be at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports on New Berlin Road. I'm giving away free tickets, but there's a catch. This isn't for kids, and if you don't shoot, don't email me. Yes, I have to be a little bit of a pain here. You got to bring your own shotgun. No, you're not bringing no AK, no. This is, again, going to be Saturday, February the 29th, Saturday morning, at New Berlin Road at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports. We are sponsoring this event. They're going to be giving away prizes. We got drinks, lunch, not drinks and alcohol, but water, tea, lunch, prizes. And you can win your own shotgun, 12-gauge, 20-gauge, 28, or 410. If you email me, ed@wbob.com, I'm giving away some free tickets. But you can't, no. This is not, I mean, if you want to bring it, your teenage son or daughter, that's fine. It's not for the kids. It's not for the grandkids. I'd love for it to be this way.
Don't bring an 8-year-old.
Yeah. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to give the tickets for you. If you email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, or go to facebook.com, look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA, or email me. I'll get you on somebody's teams for free, and you can win some guns there. Again, Saturday morning, February the 29th. Again, email me. If you got your own shotgun and you want to shoot, email me, ed@wbob.com. Let's continue on with the news. Mike Bloomberg. Stop and frisk. Mike Bloomberg's flipping around on a lot of these issues. Typical elected official. He defended the audible here. I don't know if you guys can hear this. He is now being accused of defending the stop and frisk. He goes, no. I was just inherited Rudy Giuliani. But yet in 2015, this is what he said. See if you can understand this.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit in one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops.
He says 95% of a lot of these murders are happen in the black communities, is what he said in New York.
They are male minorities from virtually every city. People say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes. That's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Because that's where all the crime is.
I know the audible's a little, but he says, "Hey, you're arresting all these kids." But he says, "Yeah, we put a lot of cops in these areas and the poor income areas, and a lot of those in the black areas." He says that's where the crime was at. So we did the stop and frisk. He claims, again, he was just inheriting from the Rudy Giuliani campaign.
Right. Just so people understand, these are just kids walking down the street, young people, teenagers, who didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but because they were walking, and this was what many in the minority community, so walking while black, you get stopped by the police, and you get patted down to make sure you're not carrying a weapon.
And a lot of people say that, whether you agree with it or not. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm all for profiling, by the way. It does work. It really does. Having said that, they said that it really just the thought of the stop and frisk kind of lowered. They said it lowered the crime.
It did. You know what?
All about due process.
It's
as well
a mixed bag. You know, where's the Fourth Amendment rights at the same time for those who didn't do anything wrong? They're, you know, up against a wall right now being patted down. But at the same time, if it's reducing murder, how can you complain?
Reducing other crime. So it's an interesting conversation. As you know, Bernie Sanders, the Bird, wins. Well, he won the majority of those in Iowa, technically, when you think about it, the votes. He wins in New Hampshire. Some would say it wasn't as high a voter turnout as it should have been. Okay, whatever. But also, he still leads nationwide in the polls. But I always want to find clips that many of you don't know about. Brett Baer hosts a special report, interviewed people, for example, in New Hampshire, early primary voters that were on the edge about voting for Hillary and voted for Trump. And then guess what they did 4 years later, Roger? He interviewed the same people again. Here's a business owner. Listen to this clip.
Mike Boucher owns a family tire shop in Manchester. When we talked in 2016, he was concerned about the future of the business and the economy in the region.
This area hurting?
They're hurting, and I think people are just discouraged.
Wait a second. This was during the Obama years. What do you mean they were hurting? Get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go.
You have that one person that worked all their life, lost their job, can't find another job because things have changed.
Mike was undecided when we last spoke before the 2016 primary.
I think he owns one of these cars, auto repair and everything else out there. So I think that's what kind of business he owns.
He did vote for Trump.
A decision that he says has pluses and some minuses.
So he did vote for Trump, but...
Calling of names is not the greatest thing, but I believe that a lot of his policies I'm in agreement with.
The president's handling of the economy is a big winner for Mike. All he has to do is look back to 2016.
You were hurting at the time.
Yeah, the economy was down and we were just questioning, you know, how things are going to go in the future.
So since that time, what's it look like for you?
We've been extremely busy. Business has been good. Our sales have gone up. As a family business, we're all very happy where we are right now.
Boucher says he'll vote for President Trump again, especially after he hears some candidates talking about raising taxes.
By the way, what are you laughing about over there?
Okay, I'm thinking if this wasn't Bloomberg, I'm thinking that was Bloomberg a supporter of Trump at one point?
I don't know.
They could use that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I was just thinking of, you know, Bloomberg's, maybe his tone is.
What does
changed.
This have to do with Bloomberg?
Well, there was a mention that he, supported Trump initially, didn't he?
Yeah, he voted for Trump in 2016. Okay. That's why he's voting. But he was asked a question about, hey, well, wait a second. You get a lot of Democrats. By the way, there are more Republicans in New Hampshire than there are Democrats. But the biggest group, of course, is undeclared. In other words, like non-party affiliation.
Right.
Hillary won it by, I think, 20-something hundred votes. But when they asked about the economy and raising higher taxes, listen to what he said.
Well, you know what's going to happen to the rich. They're going to do what they did before. They're going to take all their money overseas, and then there's no money to tax. So it inevitably falls on the middle class, who's the biggest class, to pay those taxes.
He's exactly right, the middle class. Now, here's another one. Here is what he interviewed a female who was a Jeb Bush supporter, very moderate. No, actually, I take this back. She is a moderate. She voted for Trump last time around. Listen, this is a good one as well.
Alyssa Ross is a hockey mom of three. She voted for President Trump in the last presidential election, a choice she finds hard to defend at times.
4 years ago, you voted for Donald Trump.
I did.
And you're kind of smirking when you say that.
Yeah, it's tough to admit. It was tough to admit then. But I really felt that it was the right decision at that time. I felt that he was going to bring the country in a new direction and certainly something different.
Well, he certainly has brought him in a new direction, yeah.
Different than what Hillary Clinton could have done at the time.
Now, though she likes some of his policies, she says President Trump is too divisive.
I don't like Trump personally at all. I think that his approach to things is just wrong. It's a terrible example for children, the way that he gets on Twitter and puts things out there. I would be horrified if my children did that.
Now, let me stop right there. There were a lot of those in the Trump community who sit back and go, well, hey, we all knew what Trump was about. Yes and no. we didn't see all the tweets during the campaign like we see now where he's really gone after people, have we?
No.
Okay, I'm just being honest here, but listen to what she says. Hey, you know what? I voted for Trump. I'm kind of semi-regretting it, but there is a but to this. Listen, more of the clip here.
If it's Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, you're voting for Donald Trump.
I voted for Donald Trump. Nothing too progressive. I think as troubled as I am with some of the direction that Trump is bringing things from a more conservative perspective, I absolutely do not think this country needs to go in a progressive direction.
What you are seeing here is a lot of, and again, I'm not a spokesperson for the Trump campaign. She's like, hey, even the previous business owner clip we played, we voted for Trump. Can you lay off the Twitters what they're saying? Can you, I mean, I'm the first to want to admit, I understand why he does it. The media doesn't give him a fair shake. I get it. Having said all that, if they're not giving you a fair shake and your numbers are still doing quite well, there you go. I wonder if the Twitter would kind of calm down. I wonder if his numbers would go up.
The Twitter accounts doesn't bother me. It's what
neither
he sometimes says on the Twitter account. The press conferences don't bother me as long as he's not dropping bad language. So, you know, I'm okay with Twitter, but, you know, just maybe have it filter through somebody before you hit the send button.
Yeah, that's before you send the send button. Listen, to after Bernie Sanders' win, he's not Chris Matthews from MSNBC. Roger, this is a good one. He goes, when you look at Democrats, he goes, they're like a bunch of drunk people. This is his group, by the way, Democrats. He says, it's not like they're willing to take the wheel and go home. He goes, they're looking for somebody to give them a ride home. See if you can understand this.
But there seems to be shaping up a dichotomy, a division, perhaps a civil war in the Democratic Party between those who want a revolution, which I think is a minority of the party, and those who just want to ride home. They want to get a designated driver, get them home.
A designated driver, just get them a ride home. In other words, they just want to make it to the finish line without seeming the worst. They think that this, I wonder if this whole attitude, like some Republicans had with Obama, just being anti-Obama, well, we're just going to be anti-Trump, and that somehow should get us across the finish line.
Yeah, they think that, but they come up with a policy of their own. They're probably going to face some big problems in November.
Can you imagine if this goes all the way to the convention? Oh, this is going to be, I'm not saying it well, but
okay.
Listen to former Clinton official Joe Lockhart and CNN's Don Lemon. Bernie Sanders has taken this party to the left, and the Democrats are not a left party. We are a centrist party.
I worry about Senator Sanders is very specific to the numbers. He doesn't represent the majority of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a center-left party, not a far-left party. Medicare for All is not popular among Democrats when you take away the private health insurance options
we've had. I don't know what poll he's reading, but these early primary voters like the option of looking for the government to come in. Now, it may not be the whole Medicare for All, which I don't think some people understand, Roger, and I'm not saying it to be demeaning to other Democrats out there. There are a lot of things that have not been talked about the Medicare for All. Having said that, going down the pike of going further than Obamacare, guess what? The more government involvement, that is not a centrist attitude.
No, it's not. And, but right now it looks like the momentum is with that, with Bernie Sanders, you know,
listen,
being on top.
Listen to Don Lemon. Says, I'm telling people the Democrats is not a far left party.
This whole thing about, the Democrats are moving to the left, right, and it's socialist and it's on and on and on. And so I've been giving people the facts about the Democratic Party that it's actually a centrist party, right? It's actually a more moderate, most people make up the more moderates.
Here's my question before we go to break. Tell me, and this is just a fun question, to you out there listening, is the Democrats a center party? Or tell me where they're centrist on. Tell me where the Democrat Party is a centrist party, on what issue or issues. We'll have more of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still don't have much going on, so you have plenty of time to get to work. But the roads may still be a little wet from this morning's sprinkle, so just be aware. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Areas of patchy fog right now, but then clearing with a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 68. Currently 69 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
There's a lot of basketball ahead, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings. Specials like 100 jumbo shrimp for just $34.99, plus the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, and more. The new classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z the Founder.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new Gallup poll finds 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal lives. Former Empire star Jussie Smollett has been indicted again. And a new report says couples cheat on their partners with unhealthy food.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, Roger, you know, we talk about marriage infidelity. We talk about financial infidelity in a marriage. Now, all this word, I'm just telling you what the reports say. There's a new report by, is there a snack maker called Sabra, S-A-B-R-A? I've never heard of them.
I think they make the hummus dip.
Okay. Well, I like hummus.
Yeah.
All right. Conducted by one of the groups that we always, we talk about, a group called One Poll. They found out that couples are committing food infidelity. A new survey suggests couples cheat on their partners with unhealthy food. How many, I know this number's low. Probably 80 to 90% of you do this. 71% of Americans say that they have made unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back. I love this story. Their survey looked at the behaviors and eating habits among Americans in relationships and found that 54% at least said that they've hidden food in their home from their significant other because they fear that they'll be food shamed for choosing on a healthy snack, while 70% of you have lied to your partner about their unhealthy behavior. Oh, I think that number's very low. The survey also suggests that people in relationships positively influence their partner's eating habits because they hold each other accountable. Really? All right. 34% say they rely on their partner to keep them check on them when it comes to eating healthy. And 54% of partners encourage one another to save money while establishing better habits. Okay, folks, can I see a raise of hands? Come on. How many of y'all are not? I know some of you are hiding food. Maybe behind a bill. not a dollar bill. I'm talking about a bill you got to pay in the mail.
Okay.
Where you're hiding it somewhere. Like for example, women, you're probably hiding behind the vacuum, knowing that your husband doesn't want to do the work. That's not a sexist comment. I'm saying he needs to help out with the chores, but he's not. Roger, you think that number's low or pretty accurate?
It's probably accurate, but I'm just overwhelmed by the fact they're calling this adultery. I mean, come on.
It's Roger, it's a term, infidelity. When you tell each other, listen, can I ask a question, folks? There are areas I gained a lot of weight, and I dropped all my weight. Man, mm-hmm. I'm a solid 200. I used to be up to 265, but I work out because I have to for my health.
Right.
But how many of you really, can I see 831-0600, how many of you know? Or tell me an area where you kind of hide. I'm not saying the liquor bottle, I don't drink, but some of you with a marriage or even kids, you get a little bigger. I get it. I understand that. But is it not good for you to be healthy, but also look good for your partner?
Yeah, it's important. You know, my wife, she doesn't hide food. She just takes it and puts it, you know, close to her. She's got a she shed.
She's like the dog. You're not going to touch it. I'm not saying she's a dog. I'm saying, like, you don't get around the animal when they're eating food.
Kids moved out, so she turns one of the bedrooms into her little study, and she's got a fridge there. And sometimes she'll put things there because she doesn't want to share it.
Right.
I don't think she wants to hide it from anybody. She's a grown woman. Eat what she wants.
That's so 71% of you make unhealthy food choices behind your partner's back. So how many of you fall into that trap? And then again, you know, but I mean, they call it infidelity, but you know it's not. But I've kind of liked the tone right there. I was stunned what Roger said a few moments ago about Taco Bell. Story out. Taco Bell apologizes after a sign appears on a local restaurant in Ohio about restaurant calling out its workers for showing up late. Restaurant said a Taco Bell in Ohio were greeted to an unexpected sight at their local restaurant. The sign posted said, "We've been closed because too many workers are showing up." Folks, this has been franchise owners and bosses have said that we have young workers that are just, and by the way, there are a lot of those that are older than young workers that weren't showing up. The sign on at the window said, "The dining room is closed until the store's workers can show up on time. We'll be happy to take you through the drive-through. Please, quote, bear with us until we find the right team to serve our community." Taco Bell came out and said that the sign was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. Oh, and Taco Bell is immediately retraining their employees on the proper protocol. Roger says, well, man, if we pay them more money, or let's look at the positive sign, maybe we should offer the money as an incentive to show up on time.
You have a real way of rephrasing things that I've said.
Well, how did you say it? I'm sorry.
I said fire them, or if you're not going to do that, then give the ones who are showing up on time a bonus and everyone knows about it. The ones who are late, you know, may have some incentive to want to show up on time because they feel like they'll be rewarded for it.
Well, wait. If they're already making money per hour, right, you have to give them extra to show up, make them do what they've already agreed to, what their job should supposed to be.
Well, you're going
to
lose money if you close the door, so you can easily finance
so
it that way.
So extortion works.
Well, I'm not saying that. You're caught. Who's extorting who?
What do you think? You're saying that if he pays the, well, hey, we're paying you, whatever, $12 an hour, but but give me a bonus and I'll show up on time.
The kids who are showing up late, they're not going to get anything anyway. In fact, they'll probably be given a pink slip, told don't come back.
So technically, they don't have an incentive to show up, right?
Well, they do, but they're immature, and they should show up to work on time. But these are kids who are making the minimum wage, and they need to be trained on.
No, I think they're making more than minimum wage. But how do you be trained for punctuality? Folks, this is no one ever trained us to be punctual.
You need to have some reason to make them want to do that. Either they'll lose
their jobs. They have a job.
Either lose their jobs, or if their Christmas bonus.
Would you
program,
shame them? I would have. Listen, if I'm a franchise owner after so many times, I would have shamed them.
I would not have done anything that would have made the restaurant look bad to the public.
It already does look bad when the drive-thru is only when it's open.
You could have said that due to circumstances beyond our control.
After how many days? Come on, people start catching on real quick.
Well, yeah, but again, I believe that's what corporate at Taco Bell was concerned about.
Retraining people to show up, but I just thought that'd be funny.
The imagery of Taco Bell is a place where slackers work.
Can I ask a question to you out there listening? 831-0600. Are we too nice to employees today? Or does it depend on the employees? Do we need to be a little bit more rougher? Mm-hmm. Do we need more tough love? But since we're in a tight job market, maybe we can't be that way.
And very often the ones who are treated nicely isn't there because of merit, because they know how to suck up better than the other guy.
Ah, interesting. I wonder, do we need to pay off more just to get our employees to show up on time? 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt is starting to get some slow traffic. Just add an extra 5 minutes. That's I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt.
And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today and warm, the high 84 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 68. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Hi, my name's Jason, and I'm a graduate of the City Rescue Mission Life Builders Program. I have been homeless for quite a while and heavily addicted to drugs. I've been getting high since I was 13 years old, and this is the first time I've ever been sober in my life. I was sitting at the bus station across from State Street, and I seen a couple of guys walking around that were real healthy, and they seemed like they had a glow about them. And it was just something that kept telling me it's time. Till finally, I gave in and I prayed. It just seemed like a weight had got lifted up off my shoulders. Well, since I've graduated, my life has been transformed. I now have a very healthy and loving relationship with a beautiful woman. I have a very good job that is my passion, and I'm able to do it with a straight mind.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Florida's Everglades, a sportsman's paradise, an angler's wonderland, and a big part of Florida's economy. But today, Florida's Everglades is on life support. Florida is doing its part, but now the politicians in Washington are dragging their feet. Don't let Florida's Everglades get swamped by D.C. politics. Visit EvergladesFoundation.org to learn how you can help.
Family. What a diverse word. That one word incorporates so many different passions and personalities. One member may love to play basketball while the other feels happiest in the water. Well, whether the passion is weightlifting or cooking classes, the YMCA has you covered. No matter your personality type, the YMCA has something to make you feel at home. They really do have something for everyone in the family. For more info, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org. That's FirstCoastYMCA.org.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
The man who claimed that he was beaten up because he's gay and the homophobic, and the guys that beat him up wore the MAGA hats in Chicago. Really? Can you find me a couple people that own a MAGA hat in Chicago? Jussie Smollett gets indicted. And remember all the clips we played where everybody was defending him? Well, we'll remind you what's going on taking place. 831-0600-904-831-0600. ODB, Old Dirty Bernie Sanders, wins the New Hampshire primary. But Democrats are out there saying, and you know, don't believe what Bernie says. We're really not a far left. We're actually a centrist party. My question, tell me an issue. I'm being serious here for all of you Democrats. Tell me an issue where Democrats are as centrist on.